1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Cottle. We'll just open up that umbrella and check in with Ann Swerdfeger with Stratford Festival. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, it's been a little rainy, but a little rain must fall.
A lot of rain. Keeping all the flowers alive. Protecting them from the heat, maybe, that's about to hit us.
Yeah, who knows? But again, of course, the beautiful gardens with the Stratford Festival and so much more. It's been openings this week. We had another opening last night.
We did. We had our seventh opening of the year, and it was for the beautiful play, Forgiveness.
Right. And remind us of this play. You've been chatting about this particular production.
I have. It's one of my favorites. It's one of everybody's favorites, I have to say. It is written by Hiro Kanagawa, and it is based on the memoir by Mark Sakamoto, who wrote a book called Forgiveness, A Gift from My Grandparents. And it is directed by Stafford Arima. So three Japanese Canadians are at the top of this project. And it is about the Japanese experience in World War II here in Canada, when the Japanese were hated after the bombing of Pearl Harbor and were interned and put into camps here in Canada, which is just an unforgivable part of our history. What this play does, though, is it also shines a light on the experience of Canadian soldiers who went to fight in Japan and became prisoners of war at the hands of the Japanese, who were absolutely ruthless, shot people. They did not follow any rules for the management of prisoners, and it was an absolutely horrific experience. So this is a play about it's a true story, about two families who in the late 1960s have experienced both sides. A white family, who the father of which had been in a POW camp in Japan, and a Japanese family, the mother of which, who had been interned. The whole family had, not the children, the mother and father had been interned. And it is about their children who fall in love, and the families come together, obviously. Children are born, and Mark Sakamoto is the grandchild of the parents who experienced the war. And he tells the story. It is absolutely touching, moving, funny. Just one of those rare experiences that you get in the theater. And of course, for all of us, last night we were watching it with Mark Sakamoto and his father in the audience, and his children in the audience, and his family being performed on stage.
Oh,
what an incredible experience.
Oh, what a night. Incredible. And I know you've often used the word beautiful to describe this production.
Yes, I do. You have probably said it 100 times then. It is beautiful because it is about people reaching beyond, people coming out of absolutely horrific circumstances, but finding in their hearts that forgiveness is the way to go, loving your fellow human beings and moving on with love.
So that has opened. Its run begins. And remind us where the shows for that are taking place.
That's at the Tom Patterson Theater until the end of September. And trust me, go see it. It's absolutely perfect.
Okay.
It's exactly what you need. You will come away feeling filled with hope.
Oh, isn't that just, again, just another example of the variety with the Stratford Festival season. It's just incredible. And we have another opening tonight.
We do indeed. Tonight we open Sense and Sensibility, and isn't that a fun show to be having this year, because it is the 250th anniversary of the birth of Jane Austen, one of the world's favorite novelists, an early female novelist. This is fabulous, very fun show. It is Jane Austen, so obviously it's a multi-layered, tangled love story about two sisters, the Dashwood sisters, and these are played by Jessica B. Hill, who's Eleanor, and Olivia Sinclair Brisbane, who is Marianne, and their father dies suddenly, leaving them in circumstances that mean they have to marry well in order to get on in life, because, of course, it's that Victorian period. And is it Victorian? Regency? I don't know. It's just the design is Regency. I do know that.
Okay.
And it is an exquisite design by Dana Osborne. Gorgeous, really, colors and dresses and covers and just beautiful, beautiful things. And the stage is filled with gilt mirrors. There are five gossips who are always leaning in to hear what's going on and then repeating what they think they know. It's really a wonderful statement about society. Terrific show. I can't wait to see the final product tonight. I have, of course, seen it in dress rehearsal, so I'm really looking forward to tonight's opening.
And it opens at which theater?
It's at the Festival Theater, and that runs until the end of October.
Wow, and the main stage, again, Sense and Sensibility with Jane Austen fans. And I'm just thinking, again, with this season, you have Jane Austen fans, you have Lucy Maud Montgomery fans, if you will. What a season.
Yeah, it's really wonderful to have these authors represented. And in fact, speaking of Anne of Green Gables, we have a great forum event coming up on Saturday morning, which I'll be introducing. And it's at 10:30 at the Tom Patterson Theater in Lazaritas Hall there. And we have Kat Sandler, who is the both the playwright and the director of this new adaptation of Anne of Green Gables that we're doing, and she will be interviewed by Stephen Marsh, which is just fabulous. He is an author, a novelist, an essayist. He was a regular contributor to Esquire magazine for many years, and he wrote a book called How Shakespeare Changed Everything, which is how I came to know him. It was one of the very first forum events we did here many years ago, and I introduced him then. So he's actually stepping in because the Guardian critic who was to be here to do this series of events at the forum was unfortunately ill and not able to come. So Stephen is a fascinating person, and he is a huge Anne of Green Gables fan, so this promises to be a fantastic event with Kat about this wonderful new play. It is a complete adaptation of the famous Anne of Green Gables novel, and I absolutely love it. It has been receiving the best reviews I have ever seen for anything, just one after another. The critics are absolutely raving about it. And Stephen's also doing another event that I know people will be interested in tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the Tom Patterson Theater. And it is an interview with Anthony Cimolino and with Andre Sills, and that's about reimagining Shakespeare. And of course, since Stephen wrote How Shakespeare Changed Everything, and he is a Shakespeare scholar, this promises to be a really fascinating event. So I hope people will come out to see both of those.
Wow, great presentations with the Me Inform events, and that's just a sample of what is going to be coming up. But again, it opens tonight, Sense and Sensibility at the main stage, Stratford Festival. Here's the website, stratfordfestival.ca, to get your tickets and so much more. Ann Swerdfeger, thanks so much for this, Ann, and I guess just keep the umbrella close by.
I guess so. Thank you very much. It's so great to talk to you, Jamie.
Perfect. That's great. Thank you so much.